Hello and welcome to Under the Service number 236 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour. So some of you more eagle-eyed listeners might have noticed there wasn't a show last week. Quite simply, I came off the back of a maiden show in King Diamond in London and Manchester, and then I was away 2 days later again to Madrid to see Maiden. So I just didn't have the time, so I just had to admit defeat and move on. But anyway, moving on to this week's show, there's been a lot happening the last weekend. The final Black Sabbath show, the Iron Maiden tour is still going on, and there's people flying about left, right and centre. There's been festivals, Grass Pop, King Diamond in the UK. Well, it's been a busy time, but it's been really good. I've really enjoyed myself. But so let's pay a bit of tribute to Black Sabbath, anyway, because we do owe them a lot. So here's Supernaut from the Volume 4 album. No better way to kick things off than Black Sabbath. And then following that was Ozzy Osbourne with S.A.T.O. from the Diary of a Madman album. And I'm not sure how much truth there is in this, but it seemingly the S.A.T.O. stands for Sharon Arden Thelma Osbourne. It's what he calls it, a Bob Daisley anyway. He wanted to call it something else, but this is what it was called. But it's never mentioned in the song, of course, but there you go. But if anybody can disprove that, I'd be happy to hear it. So some of the other bands on the bill on Saturday there, I watched a bit of the live stream the other day there, and it looked really good. So it sounds a bit ropey in places, but generally everybody put in a good performance. But let's have a bit of Alice in Chains with Man in the Box from the Facelift album.
Yeah.
And following Alice in Chains, that was Mastodon with Blood and Thunder from the Leviathan album. I find Mastodon, they opened up the show and they sounded really good with a new guitarist. It seemed like there was a bit of biting in the press there between the guy that left, can't think of his name now, Brent Hines. He's left and says they're all horrible people. Don't seem too concerned though by the looks of things. But that was one of their better albums, Leviathan. That was one I really, really did enjoy. Their last one I listened to again this week and I'm starting to really sort of kind of get into it after I found it really meandering when it first came out. So one day a couple of classic bands that were on the bill. Anthrax, as usual, didn't do anything with any real excitement. Indians and what was it they covered? Can't even remember now. But this is one off their first album, which just doesn't get a look in, you know, nobody talks about it. Fistful of Metal, that's one of my favourite tracks, this Howling Furies, and the reason for that is because I had this bootleg in about 1985, 86, and listening to it to death, and this was just one of the highlights on it from the Dynamo Club, it wasn't the festival, but if you ever see it, track it down and get a watch of it on YouTube, it's a full pro shot show of it. But anyway, this is Howling Furies.
with his sword in hand. He's all the land, fighting mental strikes on this frightening night. Fallen to your knees, full of blood and more. Fall to your knees! And come to the battle!
And following Anthrax, that was Metallica with Phantom Lord from Kill 'Em All. You can't beat a bit of Kill 'Em All, but don't play it very often. I don't play Metallica very often at all, I don't think. But, well, on the show, I tend to listen to them probably at least once a month. One of them bands you listen to and you don't think you listen to a lot, but you probably do. So anyway, moving on, another sort of tenuous link to Metallica, Armored Saint. John Bush, of course, was asked to audition for Metallica back in the 80s, early 80s, and he asked who. But I don't think it would ever work out with them anyway. So this is from their debut album. This is Can You Deliver?
Can you deliver? I'm gonna look at you, laying out the question that you pulled through. Do you know what love means? A person fills you. Don't put the thought around me. I'm coming from above.
And after Armored State, that was Motorhead with Kill by Death from the No Remorse compilation album. Came out around 84, 85. Of course, Lemmy's, none of them are from that lineup are really with us anymore, is it? Apart from Phil Campbell was in that lineup, the other three are. And Pete Gill played in that as well. Funny enough, I'm reading this Biff Byford's autobiography again, and Pete Gill gets mentioned in it. He just sort of left. He didn't actually say he was leaving, and nobody really asked him. And it was sort of just one of those things. Very odd. But anyway, on to a bit more of 80s rock. Dokken. Everybody likes a bit of Dokken. So this is when Heaven Comes Down from the Breaking the Chains album.
We'll be right back.
And following Dokken, incidentally, Don Dokken's in his 70s now. I didn't realise he was that old. But following Dokken, that was Dio, who of course didn't even get a mention on Saturday, which I think is very, it's disrespectful. It should, he at least have got an audio. I know the original Black Sabbath are important, but I think Dio was equally as important as well. When it came to Black Sabbath, he kept their flag flying, and then it got into the 80s and early 90s, and nobody cared about Black Sabbath, no matter what anybody says. You know, it was they were done and dusted until a few of the luminaries from the grunge scene started talking about them again. So on to another band that were on the bill, and sorry, Slayer, and here's the classic Chemical Warfare.
Ready to die, nothing to see when the sleeping souls fly. Yeah.
following Slayer with Pantera with Domination. He sounded very weak in the feed, compared to everybody else, was really bassy, but they just, the bottom end just dropped out of it for their part of the feed. I don't know why. But Domination, that video from Russia, is just one of the greatest like promo videos ever shot. That guitar solo is just frightening, and Zakk Wylde just can't play it, let's be fair. So a bit of sad news this week as well. A couple of deaths from within the new wave of British heavy metal scene. Kevin Riddles from Titan and the Angel Witch died at the start of the week there. So here's a track from that band Titan. They were, it's really done and get some great stuff, but they just never got a break. Like, everything was just changing, and the record labels back then were just such a shambles, and you know, a bit of delay and that was you were done for. But anyway, this is Blind Men and Fools.
Thank you.
And following Titan, that was Tank with Turn Your Head Around from the Filth Hounds of Hades album. And Peter Brabs from Tank sadly died this week as well, age 68. Not very old at all, either of those guys. You know, it's even here, not a word, 60, late 60s, when you still think of them as young guys and a reasonably new band. You know, it's funny the way you skew your own timeline. But anyway, rest in peace to those guys. We're going to finish off, as we started, with a bit of Black Sabbath. This is one from the Never Say Die album, an album which splits opinion somewhat. It and Technically Ecstasy both, but I have a soft spot for both them records. I think they're both really good. And this is one, a good old sing-along one. This one's Hard Road. So until next week, look after yourselves and enjoy what good weather there is about.